all over social media and on the news outlets. You would have seen stories about Momo, a very shocking and scary, I guess, character that's been popping up on different online platforms during shows that are watched by children, and some of the content is absolutely terrifying. Belinda Jennings from Mum Central, thank you so much for coming in. I know it's not Wednesday, mate.
No, it's not, is it?
No, but we're catching up today because I think it's important that we do talk about Momo, what it is and what it means to our kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, it's been a really hot topic of conversation on Mum Central last week. Obviously, it first sort of came to the forefront middle of the week when a few sites started reporting the situation of Momo coming, you know, kids being reported as doing some really crazy things by being often watching videos on YouTube, and in the middle of the video up comes this scary looking face of a lady with big eyes and nose and a big mouth. It was actually originally created by a Japanese company, and somebody, like, obviously the hackers have taken that image and used that as the face of this creature. However, they're hacking into videos, so the kids will be watching Peppa Pig, sometimes they're watching Minecraft gameplay or even Fortnite gameplay, and then this face pops up and says hello in a child's voice, and says, you know, Momo's watching you, telling children not to actually tell their parents or they're going to kill them, and encouraging them to do the Momo challenge, which is a series of different things that are pretty kind of scary to be brainwashing your kids with. Things like leave the oven on overnight, pour bleach on yourself, ride your bike headfirst into a wall, screwdrivers in electrical sockets, cutting yourself, all sorts of crazy stuff. So stories, it did rear its head back last year, and it's coming back again. It wasn't so big over here in Australia last year, but it's starting to come, well, hit here hard this time round. Some are saying it's a copycat, it's not real, it's been and done, don't worry. Others are saying, well, I've spoken to my kids and my kids have actually seen this face, they know it, they know, or as soon as I mentioned Momo, they cowered. So look, at the end of the day, true or not, there's a lot of divide over whether or not this is actually, you know, a true threat. However, for us at Mum Central, we're all about educating our mums about the realities of what's happening out there. Knowledge is power, and I think ignorance is going to get you in a lot of trouble in the online world. So you can bury your head in the sand and say, no, I think it's a joke. But at the end of the day, the online space can be quite predatory and nasty if you're uneducated or if you, you know, keep your blinkers on. So, you know, have these conversations with your kids. Not doesn't have to be about Momo, but it does have to be about being safe online. Like, you know, there's a lot of instances of videos being hacked into partway through with really crude messages for kids because, you know, mum puts the video on the iPad or whatever for their child and then walks away to go and do something. And, you know, a minute in, you know, even Peppa Pig ones have been hacked where they're, like, killing each other and, you know, in the full Peppa Pig cartoon.
Yeah.
So it's about that subliminal messaging that the kids are getting as well. Like, they might think it's nothing too weird, like it's just Peppa Pig. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of nastiness out there. There's a lot of pedophile rings that groom kids online. And, you know, we just need to be eyes wide open about this. So I've had used it as a great opportunity to chat with my 7 and 9 year olds about it and just have that conversation about, you know what, there's a nasty world out there and we, you know, we can't always trust everything that we see. And if you do see something that doesn't feel right, you know what, it's not a secret, because secrets are often a way that predators lure their kids in. You know, you don't tell mum and dad, like she says, or I'll kill you. And so kids are so frightened because they don't want their mum and dad to find out, otherwise they think they're going to die. And this is exactly some of the examples that were brought up. A little girl in the UK was found with she chopped all her hair off because Momo told her to. There's a New Zealand family of 3 kids that mum discovered, and they were absolutely beside themselves in tears, so frightened. And even one of my friends, her son, was really distraught because he'd seen it as well. So it's out there, whether or not it's the real thing or not. There's a lot of copycats, but I just think we need to be realistic about this and use this as an opportunity to have that conversation and for parents to wake up to the realities of what's happening out there as well. And, you know, it's not all just, you know...
Yeah, it's not just all Peppa Pig episodes and rusty rivets.
No, yeah. You know, we need to still, like... My kids love watching Fortnite gameplay on YouTube, and they have a special channel that they, you know, a guy they watch, and it's all well and wonderful, but they do veer off on recommended. And often a lot of the time it's where YouTube puts up suggested videos, like when it's finished, oh, hey, watch this one. And a lot of the times the reports have been, that's how they kind of go into this kind of, they click that one and then they click that one and they veer straight off the path.
Down the rabbit hole they go.
Exactly right. So this is where a lot of the time, you know, YouTube's kind of recommending. That's where they end up in a little bit of trouble, so to speak.
And I think, like you said, it's a really great reminder to parents that we need to be vetting what the kids are watching, especially on platforms like YouTube and different social media outlets, because not everybody has the best interest of our kids at heart. But at the end of the day, it is our responsibility to watch what they're watching.
Yeah. Well, the original Momo came through WhatsApp. But this one is coming through YouTube. It's actually apparently appeared on videos on YouTube Kids. So you kind of think you're putting your kids into your videos on YouTube Kids, which is kind of censored and safe. YouTube's obviously saying there's nothing at danger. There's no actual confirmed instances. That's their side.
Yeah. Yeah,
the jury's still out on all of that, but at the end of the day, it's just this reminder that we just need to be vigilant and protect our kids, because they don't know what they don't know, and we know a lot more than, you know, how crazy the world is out there.
We're meant to, right? More details available at mumcentral.com.au. As always, it's such a pleasure to catch up with you, Belinda Jennings. Thanks for sharing that information, and we'll
You're
chat
welcome.
Again on Wednesday, yes?
Chat Wednesday.